Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him, thank Him, be ye joyful. I was reading this morning, and I'm not really sure where this is headed, but it was blessing me. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry," they were talking about the ministry of the reconnection, the reconciliation, "seeing that we have this ministry, as we have received mercy," or that act of compassion, "we faint not. But have renounced the hidden things," or the secret things, "of dishonesty or shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the spoken word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation," or by the revealing or unveiling of the truth, "commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." We have the spoken word of the reconnection, which I'm going to probably jump over and go through really quick. But this reconciliation brings us back to God. When Adam transgressed against God, the sin of man, when he ate that apple, even though we didn't sin after the similitude of Adam's transgression, even though we didn't do the same thing as he did, everybody lost the connection. And what happened? By one man's sin entered into the world, or the state of death, and by one man, Christ Jesus, that was all removed. And that's what the spoken word of the reconnection is. God, because of Christ Jesus, he broke down the middle wall of the partition. There was only, God was a God. God promised Abraham that he would be a God to him, to his seed in their time. He would be a God to Abraham's seed, to his people. But when Christ came, through Christ, the dividing line is Christ Jesus. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that wall was broken down. And now we all have access to God and to that Abrahamic promise. I think that's what it is. Abraham, I don't even know if that's right. But to that same promise that he would be a God to you in your time. God is a God to you right now. It's not in the future. It's not later. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous and upright in God's eyes. You have been transformed, transfigured into the pattern or image of him through Christ Jesus. You have it now. That's why you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There's nothing to fear in this world because you have it now. If you jump over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm going to do verse 17 and then I'll go down in what I was going to do. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in the Messiah, he is a new creation. The ancient things are passed away. Behold, they are become freshly new." If you lack confidence, if you don't think God's there for you, if you don't think you're worthy, that is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You have it now. You are a new creation. It's not filling up this. It talks about this where it's not filling up. It's not like you're a wine bottle and it's being refilled. That's not what's going on. You are completely new, a new spiritual creation, born, sired of God. You can do all things. You have access to the Holy Spirit, which is the power from on high. You have a company of angels surrounding you. You have God Almighty behind you. Now, there's going to be trials and tribulations because God says there's going to be trials and tribulations. But it affects your patient enduring. It teaches you how to have a firm reliance, a truly firm reliance on God. And he sets those days side by side in order that we find nothing past him. So the whole point of this life is to get to know God. There's people who don't know what a life's about. Let me tell you what life's about. It's easy. God. The relationship with God. Believing. That's it. The rest of this stuff is going away, which it talks about. But anyways, verse 18, "And all things are out from the origin of God, who hath reconnected us to himself by Christ Jesus, and hath given to us the ministry of that reconnection." This is the reconnection of God right here, the word. You want to get connected to God, you don't feel like you're connected? Read. Read. If you feel lost, the reconnection to the source is the word. Read. put this stuff in your mind. Apply these things. Don't it's all about where you frame the frame of a house, where you frame the inside of that house in your mind. How are you framing? What are you building? What are you putting in your mind? Because that's who you are. The seat of your distinctive character, the things you think about make you you. What are you thinking about? Verse 19, to wit that God was in the Messiah, reconnecting the cosmos to himself and not counting or imputing their trespasses unto them. He's not counting all the little things you're doing wrong. That's not God. He says it over and over and over and over again. That's the Old Testament. That's before Christ Jesus. That's what Christ died for. Again, to wit that God was in the Messiah, reconciled or reconnecting the world to himself, not counting their trespasses, and hath placed in us the spoken word. It's hath placed in us the logos of the reconnection. He placed in us his inner thoughts. It's the inner thoughts. It's the spoken word as connected to the inner thoughts. His inner thoughts of reconnecting us are placed in you as a believer. You already have it. It's, again, what are you thinking about? What are you choosing to think about? You are in control, not anything else. And I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You don't need to be weak. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be anything but standing upright, firm, powerful, knowing who God is and what he has for you. Stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. You have the freedom to go where one wants. Stand therefore in that liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled with the weight or the yoke of the bondage. Don't get back into the servitude to the law, because that's not what this is about. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you just for everything that's going on. I pray for strength today. I can just blast through everything that needs to get done. I thank you for the time off yesterday and how much of a blessing it was. I just pray for continual abundance. You continually pour just increase on us that we can grow as a family and as a business. Father, I thank you for the people we work with. I pray for each and every one of your believers today. Again, that you just take care of them and just let them know you're there. And I thank you for the miracles that have been happening lately and just how much of a blessing that is. And again, I thank you for your son and what he's done for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.